Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter. Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small. I'm Biz, and I'm here with Emma today because Emily is in school now, and so she's taking a bit of she's stepping back a bit. I don't think she's gone. She's just not going to be here nearly as often. So Emma is also a Waste-Free Edmonton volunteer. Hi, Emma. How you doing?
Hi, Biz. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And Emma's going to hang out with us for the next couple weeks, and we'll see how it goes from there. So Emma is really excited to talk about Buy Nothing groups. She says she uses it all the time. So tell us what a Buy Nothing group is.
I can just talk about my Buy Nothing group forever. Before I dive in, out of curiosity, are you in a Buy Nothing group?
I am not.
Oh, okay. Amazing. You will be after this.
Okay. Convert me.
The Buy Nothing Project is this incredible initiative. I honestly can't even remember where it started out of. If I were super prepared, I would have found out for you. But all I know is I love mine. So the whole idea is to kind of encourage a sharing economy, a circular economy, and to give where you live. So I think Edmonton has something like 15 or 20 Buy Nothing groups, and you can only be part of one. And the idea is to participate in the one that's in your immediate community and the neighboring communities.
Okay.
And it's like a step away from this whole rich give to the poor and the haves give to the have nots, and the people who can't afford nice things kind of get the scraps that are used up and left over. And it's like everybody in the group is equal. Everybody is encouraged to give. Everybody is encouraged to ask. It's great for sharing stuff. If you don't want to go out and buy something new, the first week I joined my Buy Nothing group, somebody posted, "Does anyone have a carpet cleaner I can borrow?" And they live 5 minutes away. So they just popped on over, picked it up, used it for the weekend and brought it back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ah, it's amazing. So
I just rented one of those.
Yeah. Call me, man, or join. If you're interested in joining your Buy Nothing group local to you, I'm sure there's one nearby.
Okay.
And it's honestly just it's just the best thing. So if you have something, you can offer it up to give. If you need something, you can just ask. And they really encourage you, if you post something, not just to give to the first person that asks for it, because then chances are the same people are always receiving if they're just more active on my Buy Nothing group is on Facebook. But there
okay,
is
that's what I was going to ask you, because I don't go on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't use Facebook for anything but my Buy Nothing group and plant trading.
Okay. Do you trade a lot of plants?
Yeah, because you can take cuttings of, I'm looking at a pothos that I have right in front of me. So if I have this jade one that's just green, and maybe somebody else has a golden pothos that has variegation, they root super easily, right? So I would just take a cutting of mine and I would trade it with them for a cutting of theirs.
My pothos is so sad.
Well, I could give you some cuttings, girl.
That would be awesome. All right, let's trade some plants.
But yeah, it's just this really wonderful community. And if you're not active on Facebook, because I know for years I didn't use Facebook, so I totally respect that there are people that's just not their thing. There is an app, but I don't know how to use it. I don't know if it connects with the same posts in the group. I don't know the technology behind that at all, but there are options for people who aren't on Facebook as well.
Okay. Yeah. Probably lots of people being on Facebook makes that the more active place to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'll check it out. I have to go on Facebook.
It's worth it. I swear it's worth it.
All right. So what kind of things have you gotten on your Buy Nothing or given away?
Given away is the big one for me. One of the reasons that I absolutely love the Buy Nothing group is I have been on a huge declutter and purge mission, as I'm sure so many people have during COVID, and especially with the whole Sparks Joy movement and Kondo's book, and the minimalists have their documentaries on Netflix. And I feel lots of people are really keen to just like get rid of the extra stuff in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people put it in a box, bring it to Goodwill or Value Village or whatever thrift store. Like, honestly, up to 90% of the stuff that gets donated to those places never even makes it onto the shelf. So I think there's this huge misconception that as we're decluttering, we donate it, in little bunny ear quotes, donate it thinking you're passing it on and giving back, but it ends up being exported or sent to landfill or incinerated and like doesn't even see the light of day again. So for me, it's been really great because as I'm being really intentional with the things that I do want to keep in my home, I'm not just putting it in a box and hoping that it gets sold and someone else buys it. When I post it in my Buy Nothing group, the people who say like, oh yes, like I would love that, or I could use that, or this would be great for, you know, this person that I could gift it to, you know, with like 100% certainty that when it's leaving your home, it's being used by someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in control of whether it's used once it leaves your
house.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've loved it for that.
See, I do use Kijiji a lot.
I'm on there. Yeah, Kijiji's a good way too.
I mean, the Buy Nothing group, it sounds like you don't sell or buy, you just, everything is free.
You're not allowed to.
Okay.
You're not, like, even trading, I think, is frowned upon. I could be wrong. But I mean, I definitely, last winter, when, you know, everybody was stuck inside and you couldn't have indoor gatherings and blah, 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 I did some puzzles. And puzzles were hard to find. Like, I couldn't go to, like, I used to go to a bookstore and pick up a puzzle. They were like all sold out or all just not ones that I was into. So I mean, I would take a picture of a puzzle that I finished and be like, hey, I'm done with this, I need a new puzzle, like who wants this one, who has one that they're looking to pass on. And then like 20 people in the comments are sharing pictures of the puzzles that they're done with and like asking.
I love puzzles.
It's great.
It's a Christmas tradition for us.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
I absolutely love that. So yeah, I think it's so phenomenal. And knowing that everybody is in your immediate community, like you can walk to most of their houses.
Yeah.
It's great.
I've also used the app Nextdoor. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I am. What have you used that one for?
So I use that one similar to Kijiji, but I like that it's everyone in your area.
Yeah.
So I know that if I'm searching for something on there, I'm going to be able, it's within walking distance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm awful at technology. I have the app and if a friend of mine, often she uses it more than I do, she'll send me a link or be like, check this out, or have you seen this yet? Or this is a thing that like made me think of you. So she'll send it to me and I'll figure out how to log in. But I was getting emails like every day from the Nextdoor app that I tried to unsubscribe from.
Yeah.
But like obviously I was missing something and kept getting them.
Yeah.
So now it's, unless somebody sends me there, I find I haven't been using it, which is a shame because it's such a great app and it's so great for building community and it's all like you said, all
but I did find that too. I found that like I wanted to get the notifications for warning emails just for like safety and stuff, but I found it was mostly just, hey, look out for this guy stole my mail, and it was just all the time, and I'm like,
which is wild how frequently it happens.
I'm just like, this just makes me not feel good. Right? Like, I know these things happen and I feel like it's just sort of a thing that I'm generally aware of, but I don't want to hear about it all the time because it's just kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. So Nextdoor is not something that I use a lot anymore, but it was nice. And that's what reminded me, is I did get a puzzle off Nextdoor once.
Yeah, I think I have two actually, now that I'm thinking back. But yeah, so I love it for like the idea of like a sharing economy, and just if you need something, borrow it instead of buy it. Not just for like, why would I spend the money, but also like the cupboard space, especially for appliances and stuff. So that's been really huge. And just knowing that that's an option, that it's available.
Yeah. Like I have a dehydrator.
Yeah, it's huge.
I use it. They're big. They're not little, right? And I use it seasonally, usually spring and fall, because those are the big mushroom seasons for me. And throughout the rest of the year, it comes out sporadically for kale chips, but otherwise it mostly just sits in a cupboard. So I have no problem with lending it to people because I'm not really going to miss it for a week, right? So, and I know like it's not something that everybody needs to have their own of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually just acquired a dehydrator from my Buy Nothing group.
Oh, nice.
Completely unintentionally.
Unintentionally?
Unintentionally. Let me tell you the story. So I've made friends with quite a few people actually in my Buy Nothing group, which is lovely. And one of the friends that I made had offered me this dehydrator. And I was like, you know, I've wanted one for a while. There are a couple things I'm really curious to try. Like especially dehydrating veggies and stuff for dog treats. Mm. I think that would be such a great way to get package-free like goodies for them.
Well, that's awesome.
Like, yeah. I have way too much crap in my cupboards. I don't have room for it. I need to get rid of some stuff before I'm willing to like take that on. In the meantime, like maybe I'll just ask someone, because I do have a few friends that have dehydrators that I was planning on just asking if I could borrow. Mm-hmm. So I was like, thank you so much for thinking of me, but no thanks. And then a few weeks later, I connected with this other lovely woman in my Buy Nothing group who came by to pick up. I do a lot of seed sharing for my perennials and my annuals. Once they go to seed, I'm like, I don't need any more of these. Like, if anybody wants any of these flowers in their garden, let me know. I have tons. So somebody came to pick up some seeds and we got to talking. And next thing you know, she's messaging me next week. She's like, I have something I want to drop off for you. I think you'll really want this, because I had mentioned dehydrating dog treats, but I don't have a dehydrator. I'm not ready for one. And it was the same dehydrator the first woman offered me. She had given it to this second woman who had two and didn't need two. So she ended up giving it to me anyways.
Well, I have asparagus seeds if you want them.
Asparagus?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I bought a couple crowns because they take what, like 3 years before you can harvest them, right?
Something like that. Or yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Is it, have you grown them before? I'm super curious.
You know, I harvested them from the wild.
Ah, that is so cool.
So if you aren't in, if you aren't willing to invest the time and garden space for it in your own yard, I can show you my secret spots.
I love that. I've heard that like there's actually tons of great foraging in our, like in our city and in our river valleys. I think there's wild garlic too. I've heard a lot about asparagus.
I know there's wild onions.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, I'm totally into that. So if you want to know anything about that. But anyway, we're getting totally off topic here.
Have you already done an episode on foraging?
Yeah, we did. Well, we focused on mushroom foraging actually about a month ago.
Yeah, I saw the mushroom foraging. But yeah. I was thinking just like foraging in general. Because mushrooms, the idea of foraging mushrooms terrifies me because you need to be so careful.
But yeah, I'm super into it. I'm learning a little bit every year. I do find that a lot of the things that aren't berries or mushrooms require a lot more preparation to get from foraging to actual food. And I'm terrible in the kitchen to the point where my husband's like, it's okay, honey, I'll cook dinner. Like, I can burn water. It's just not my thing. But anyway, I like going and I like mushrooms because when you pick them, you just have to cook them and eat them. You don't have to like turn them into a syrup or like cook them so that you can powder them so that you can turn them into something else. And I'm just like, I don't, there's so many things to forage and that you can eat, but a lot of them take time to prepare into something else.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. Whereas mushrooms, I'm just like, mushrooms are delicious. Pick the mushrooms, cook them, put them in my mouth. Yum, yum.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Anyway, I did forage some asparagus seeds from one of the spots that I know where asparagus are when I found them, because they usually don't get to seed because they get harvested for the people who know where they are. So it's actually, and the people who find them actually later in the season will often trample them down so that people don't find them.
That's sneaky.
It's sneaky. Yeah. Like if they find the remains of something left over and they're like, oh, we better smush this down so no one else sees that there's asparagus growing here.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, it is, but there really isn't enough. Like it's not abundant, let's put it that way, right? Like,
yeah.
I get it. I've had a hard time finding mushroom spots too because no one wants to share their secret spots. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, then nobody gets it. And then if you're stopping it from going to, like, if you leave it, it will go to seed and hopefully self-sow. And then there will be more of it next year.
Well, that's why I took some seeds, because I figured, like, I will go and plant some and try to make more. And then there will be more asparagus in years to come.
Yeah, I like that plan. I like that plan.
I am all about having more food just growing in our backyards without anyone trying to, like, putting any work into it even. It's just there. It's just there. It's nice.
That's another thing, just to bring this back to Buy Nothing Group.
Yeah, let's get
back. That you see a lot at the end of the season is people sharing, like, when they have too many zucchini, or if their bean plant exploded, or if they've got, like, leftover spinach or whatever it is, like, tons of people sharing, I have more than I can eat. And so, like, even food
that
sharing
blows my mind. That blows my mind. See, like, I had 6 tomato plants and I did not have enough to make myself tomatoes with my eggs every morning. We eat more tomatoes than I could grow with 6 plants.
How is that possible?
I thought that was weird. I'm like, am I just not growing the right plants? I don't know.
Maybe your soil needs more nutrients?
Gardening is very close to cooking as far as my skill set goes. So it's probably me. And
well, you offered earlier to help me with sewing. I mean, I'm happy to help you with gardening.
Yeah, see, an exchange of skills. See, sewing is my thing, and I will sew for anybody who wants to give me vegetables.
And there you go. Perfect.
I shouldn't say that. I might have just bit off way more than I can chew to a listener. Everyone's like, I will give you carrots. Sew my stuff. But anyway, yeah, we can definitely do an exchange.
But yeah, even skills are totally a thing. Like, one of the things I posted in my Buy Nothing group is I have this slow cooker, and the cord got stuck between, like, the ceramic dish that goes inside the electric part.
Mm-hmm.
And it melted through.
Oh, no.
So it was completely not functional. And I called around, and I guess lots of people suggested Dorothy's Appliance to repair appliances locally instead of just getting rid of the slow cooker and buying a new one.
Right.
But it costs almost as much to repair it as it would to buy a new one, either secondhand or brand new, because there's always sales, because, like, planned obsolescence, everybody always wants you to have, like, mm-hmm. the newest gadget and blah, blah, blah. So it costs way too much to have repaired. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do with this? And I just had it sitting downstairs in a closet for, like, a year. And then all of a sudden the light bulb went off in my head. And I was like, I wonder if anybody in my Buy Nothing group would be willing to fix this for me. And I mean, I don't ever expect anybody to work for free, like, at all. So I'm not suggesting at all that, you know, expect people to do things for you. And then that's how you can get around it. But I was like, hey, this is a thing that happened. I don't want to just throw it out. I'd rather have it repaired, but it costs, you know, more to have it repaired than it is to just get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody, like, have this skill set? Would they be able to replace this cord? Like, would anybody be willing to? And somebody offered to fix it for me. And I've used it probably, like, 5 times since. And this was just a couple weeks ago. And it's good as new.
Yay! That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's I love the idea of repair. It makes me really sad that repairing things costs more than new things. And I just don't understand how that's physically possible, but it is. And it's,
even for people who want to repair instead of replace, it makes it really difficult. And the fact that so few people do choose to repair rather than replace, like, I think in society in general, we're just conditioned, like, oh, they're, like, it's a little bit worn or it's a little bit tattered. Like, it's time for a new one.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't possibly have that shown in my house if someone comes over.
Right?
Outrageous. Or even,
like, wearing on clothes. Like, I know you're really into visible mending too, but I think lots of people, as soon as there's, like, a little bit of an imperfection, they'll donate it, thinking it's good enough for someone else. And it blows my mind that everything seems so disposable now.
So I have a question for you. So this is the thing that's bugging me about a Buy Nothing group.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it seems like the kind of thing where you would have to sort of be paying attention a lot of the time to get the good finds. Which makes me feel like you're triggered to take things you don't necessarily need, that you wouldn't go looking for if it didn't pop up in the Buy Nothing group. And so it concerns me about, like, it still, in my mind, is, like, encouraging consumption if you're constantly sifting through stuff that you could be getting for free.
I feel like yes and no, because, like, yes, everybody's encouraged to give, but also everybody's encouraged to ask. So, like, you don't need to constantly be looking. Like, if I know that I want an essential oil diffuser, and I'm saying this because I just took a picture of one today that I'm going to post in my Buy Nothing group. Mm-hmm. If I know that I want one of those, I don't need to scan the page every single day and be like, has anybody posted one? Has anybody posted one? I can just say, hey, guys, like, I would really love one of these. Does anyone have one that they're not using anymore?
Yeah, but if you were looking, you could have found the one that got posted 2 weeks ago, but you missed it, right? Like, I guess it's that FOMO, you know?
Yeah, I think there's, in my Buy Nothing group, about 1,000 people. And there's another community nearby, and theirs has like 400 people. And you're only allowed to be part of one. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can't be, like, sifting through all of them looking for, like, the good finds. And they also encourage people to be really transparent. Like, if you're looking for stuff to sell, lots of people aren't looking to give for that reason. They're looking to give to pass on an item.
Ooh. Oh, that's awful. Do people do that? They're like, hey, give me your free stuff so I can sell it?
Well, I mean, like, I think on Kijiji, people look for free things to flip, right? Mm-hmm. Or, and so it's just, like, different people are part of different, like, ways of, I don't know, just of doing and of being and of acquiring things. And everybody has a different relationship with things. Mm-hmm. And I mean, maybe somebody will get like a broken lawnmower for free in the Buy Nothing group, and then they'll fix it and then they'll sell it. And to me, like, that's totally legitimate. Like, it's keeping it out of landfill. If you're getting like a brand new lawnmower for free and then turn around and sell it, that's a different story. But yeah. I mean, that's my relationship with things. And you can be transparent when you're posting it.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, I would like to give this to someone who will use it, not sell it.
In the case of repairing something, I guess you could say that you're selling your time rather than the item too. Mm-hmm. Right? You're putting some effort and time into it and then trying to get that back.
Yeah.
I guess you could do it that way. Anyway.
But what I do like when you're talking about, oh, missing out on this one, or like if you posted an ask but one was already given. I've seen it happen quite a few times in my group where somebody will post an ask and members in the group will like mention a person. Oh, I just saw this person was giving one away a few days ago. Or, oh, I just saw this person had one. Or, oh, hey, this person, do you still have one? So I find people actually really look out for one another and like try to help each other get what they need.
All right. Yeah, you're selling me on this. You are.
It's such a cool community. And the other thing is, like, what I've really come to learn and what I really appreciate it is that I've met people that share very similar values to me in my group. Like, I joined the group because I wanted to make sure the things that I was getting out of my home found a new home. Mm-hmm. And, but like, if I need something, I will also ask for it. So I'm not just like using it to like get rid of junk. Like, for me, that's not what it's about. If I have something to get rid of, I'll make sure I clean it or I repair it or I take care of it before I pass it on. Because I think it's important that you receive something in a condition that you would like to receive it in too, right? Not just like getting rid of your broken stuff and treating it like free garbage disposal. That's not what it's about. But it is really about reducing waste and sharing and building a circular economy. So I've met tons of other people who are really passionate about waste reduction or about engaging in a circular economy or about sharing and making things more accessible. So it's, what I wasn't expecting when I joined was to come out with friends that share values and interests with me.
Which actually, you know, makes sense if you think about it, because if you're the kind of person who would use a Buy Nothing group, the other people who are the kind of people who would use a Buy Nothing group probably would share those kind of values.
So, totally.
Yeah.
And I mean, depending on what you're giving away, like if you're constantly giving away, like, baby items, you know that you're giving that to another new mom and maybe you share that in common. Or like when I'm giving away seeds from my garden, those are other gardeners that are interested in that. So beyond just the waste.
Yeah, that is one thing that I don't really get why people have to buy new so much. Mm-hmm. Like, babies grow so fast.
Yeah.
Like, You don't need a car seat for very long. You don't need booties for very long. You don't need a bassinet for very long. You don't need, right? Like, it's not that long before they're walking, and then you need to move up to the next stage, and you have like this entire room full of stuff that you have to flip around because now it all doesn't even make sense for, like, why? Why would you spend the money and the resources of the items themselves when you could get it for free or cheap secondhand, and then you could pass it on to someone else who could probably use a break?
Yeah, 100%.
So like, yeah, kids grow so fast. It just amazes me that there's so much new stuff flying off the shelves when there's gotta be tons of used stuff out there. Tons of it.
Totally. Well, and again, going back to how are you, like, when they've outgrown that, or when you're getting rid of it, if you're bringing it to a thrift store, who knows if it'll be purchased? Like, chances are it ends up as a rag in an auto body shop, or being exported to a third world country where it is in landfill or is being incinerated. Like, the way that
I want to learn more about that, because that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, do these people want our garbage textiles? I have a feeling they don't really. Like, do they?
I have a great contact that I will share with you that you can talk to her at length about this with, I'm sure.
Okay. Maybe we'll have them on later.
Yeah, because I think that's a really important conversation to be had.
Okay. Yeah. Hit me up. I would love to chat with this person. Yeah, I can't think of anything on the top of my head that I need to reach out for, but I think I will definitely look into finding my neighborhood Buy Nothing group.
Yay! Even for if you don't need anything, like somebody in my Buy Nothing group, I'm horrible with sewing. Like, I'm trying, but I'm not good. I can, like,
I think you might know someone who can teach you a thing or two.
Well, I do, but see, before I knew this someone, my partner, for whatever reason, like, the buttons on his pants do not stay. Like, he loves the fit of these pants. It's his favorite pair. But for all, like, he has the same pair in three different colors because he wears them all the time. But for all of them, the button comes off.
Okay.
So I had somebody in the Buy Nothing group that sewed the buttons back on
for me. Oh, that's nice.
Like, it's so lovely. Like, it's honestly, it's just such a lovely way of, like, community building and helping and sharing. Like, if I ever have a skill set that somebody's looking for, I've been happy to share those, like, those things that I can do with them as well. But yeah, it's just, it's been so wonderful for creating less waste, for putting less of a demand on any strain of goods that we need, really, and just for building community in general. Like, it's been so wonderful. I love my Buy Nothing group.
Cool. I do have to say that the day that I learned that my sewing machine can put buttons on for me, I was like, what?
I will be over in 15 minutes with my sewing machine.
I will show you how to do that. I absolutely will.
You're kidding me. Oh, my goodness.
No, I was just like, blown. It blew my mind. And I was like, oh, my God, my world has been turned around.
That is so cool. I had no idea.
That's a thing. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm excited to check out my Buy Nothing group.
Yay!
So, yeah. Are you up for a wine, cheese, and dessert?
100%.
Do you want to go first?
Yep.
Okay, go.
Okay. My wine is... So, earlier this week, I dropped off some things. I know I was just talking about my Buy Nothing group, but I dropped off some things at Value Village because I was doing a little bit of secondhand shopping. Did you know that if you drop things off, they give you a coupon for 20% off?
Yep.
Okay. So I was dropping things off so that I could take advantage of this coupon. Because normally I give to my Buy Nothing group first, but I was like, Ryan, is there anything we have that I can bring? Yeah, take this. Okay. And I had these old speakers and I had them in a bag, but there were a bunch, like it was a set of speakers. And I was like carrying the bag carefully. I was holding it from the top. I was supporting it from the bottom. I was like, just so you know, like I don't want the corner of these speakers to rip through the bag. There's a few in there. Like, I was thinking he would put this in, like, one of the collection bins or in a box or, like, in a safe space. And he goes, yeah, no problem. And he takes this bag and shoves it in like this wheelie cart that just has like a metal frame. Mm-hmm. A speaker fell out of the bag. The bag started to tear, like absolutely no regard. And so these speakers are dropping on the floor. I'm like, somebody is like, these are supposed to be purchased and like taken care of. And there was just no regard for like caring for this item.
Yeah, I definitely do not get the impression that Value Village employees are really like there because they love the idea of what Value Village is about.
I was so sad.
I mean, I'm not saying all of them. By no means is that a blanket statement. I'm just saying that's the general vibe I get.
Well, and that one too, and again, like, not trying to be shady or whatever to Value Village, but it is a for-profit. But even, I was going to say, it is a for-profit company. It's not like supporting a cause, so maybe they're less invested in, I don't know. But like, if it's a for-profit company, you'd think you would want to take care of the things that you could sell for profit.
Yeah, I mean, they do donate to charities in some regard, but you're right. The bottom line is efficiency and money. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm like, I literally like choked. Like, I would have given this to someone in my buy nothing group if I knew it was just going to be like dropped and split up.
No. So
that's my wine. What's yours?
So my wine is, well, I want to just make a little like mini wine about how Halloween, which is this weekend, of course, is all about tiny candy wrappers and just the amount of garbage that is produced during trick-or-treating. There's my mini wine. My actual wine is, it is the first year ever in my entire 33 years of existence that I have repeated a costume because I didn't put the energy into making one this year, thinking that we just weren't going to be able to do anything or have any reason to have one. And so my mini dessert is that, yes, I do get to do something. And so I will be dressing up, but I'll be using last year's costume. And I'm just like, oh, that's so sad. But oh well,
don't
I guess.
Don't be bummed. I use the same costume every year. I put my unicorn onesie on over my clothes so that I feel a little bit less lame. So I'm all for repeating a good outfit, a good costume.
The environmental side of me is very like, no, that's good because you don't need to make a new costume every year. But the soulist in me is like, but I could have made something amazing.
Yeah, and when you're making your own, it's different too.
Yeah, and I get more and more elaborate every year. I wish I had more reasons to cosplay. More excuses.
Do you need more?
Yeah, I mean, I can't just go to work with like giant horns sticking out of my head and capes. They would get caught in grinders and they would just not be good.
Right.
All right. Cheese. Do you have a cheese?
It's my favorite joke.
Okay. Tell us your joke.
What did the sushi say to the bee?
What?
Wasabi!
Oh, that is super cute. That is super cute.
I love
it. Okay, I have a Halloween cheese.
Okay.
So why didn't the poltergeist get a second date?
Why?
He was ghosted.
Cheese.
All right, what's your dessert?
My dessert is, so again, going back to my buy nothing group, I decided this year that it's been a really long, like, year and a half, and we all need a little bit of extra joy. So my dogs were going to do us all a favor and dress up for Halloween. And I had this brilliant plan. Millie was going to be Little Red Riding Hood, and Coco was going to be the wolf.
Okay.
I reached out to my Buy Nothing group. I'm like, hey, if anybody has, like, an old Pilly Gray sweater that can't be worn anymore, I was going to upcycle that into a little, like, hood with ears for Coco. And I was looking for a red piece of fabric that I could turn into a cape for Millie. Mm-hmm. And so somebody had like just this tiny little perfect size of red fabric for me, but I couldn't find this gray sweater. So I this is why I was at Value Village looking for like old Pilly clothes that I could turn into Coco's wolf costume.
I mean, she's already a dog.
I know.
But not wolfish enough.
She needed to be a wolf. If Millie had to wear a cape, Coco had to wear a hood.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I found a shark blanket. Like, you know those mermaid blankies where you, like, put them on and there's, like, things at your feet?
Yeah.
I found one of those, but it was a shark. And so I realized, oh my goodness, this is like two costumes in one if I just take apart the blanket. One side, Coco's going to be the shark, and then the other side is white and fuzzy, and I found a stuffed bunny rabbit, so I deconstructed the bunny to turn Millie into a bunny, and Coco's being a shark.
Oh.
So it was just a miraculous turn of events that went from, like, one kind of awesome Halloween costume to one that's even more awesome.
I do love thrifting. I do find, like, you can't look for anything in particular, but sometimes things find you.
Things do find you. It found me.
And it just often works out really well.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, not what I had in mind, but better. So, yeah, thrifting, sometimes you just get some great little surprises.
Yeah. I am going to go check out the Spina Finger. I'm excited. Okay.
Yeah.
My dessert is that I was really worried with all of the backups and shipping and stuff that I wasn't going to be able to get studded tires for my bike. But I went into Mud Sweat and Gears, which is my favorite little local bike shop. And I got my studded tires and they're hanging out waiting for me to put them on my bike because I got them early.
Awesome.
I called ahead and I was like, I just want to make sure I get them. And they're like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Maybe you should come get them now. And then when you need them, we'll put them on for you. So.
Oh, that's incredible.
So I got studded tires for my bike, which I'm very excited about because last year was, I mean, I had a different bike, which is smaller. I had a folding bike last winter and it did not go through snow. There was no way. So then I got the new bike and it definitely went through snow, but I was very careful. So I'm very excited that I will have studded tires and that I will be much safer this winter on my bike.
That's incredible. Awesome. Awesome.
So, well, thank you, Emma, for joining me tonight and next week, which you will also be joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, babe.
Thanks for stepping up and being a pal.
My pleasure.
And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. And thank you to our patrons who are supporting waste reduction efforts through Patreon. And thank you to Change Toothpaste, who pay for all the costs of podcasting because we are all volunteers here and podcasting is not free. If you need to get a hold of us, we love to hear from our listeners. You can reach us at becominglesspod@gmail.com or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen, or you can donate there as well. Until next time, we can all be a little less than we were yesterday.
There's Millie.